The current proposed divestiture plan bears a striking resemblance to Albertson's failed divestiture of Washington-based stores to a similarly unqualified buyer, Hagen, less than a decade ago. So taking you back in time about a decade, as a part of Albertson's 2015 merger with Safeway, 146 Albertsons and Safeway stores, including 26 in Washington State, were sold to Hagen. At the time, Hagen was a regional supermarket chain with only 18 stores that lacked the infrastructure to rapidly expand to a multi-state national grocery retailer. Not surprisingly, it struggled to operate the divested stores, and less than a year later, Hagen was forced to file for bankruptcy. Albertsons was able to reacquire more than 50 of its divested stores, including 14 Washington locations, in some cases paying $1 per store at auction. It now owns and operates Hagen stores in Washington State. If C&S fails, bring us back to our current situation, if C&S fails, it is also possible Kroger could be allowed to reacquire its divested supermarkets, just like Albertsons did after Hagen's failure. As the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.